Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. This is Sister Powell on behalf of Sister Carla. I'm just hosting until she joins us. I just want to welcome everyone this Sabbath evening. Brothers and sisters, we have a little technical difficulty earlier, but we are here on this line. So let us pray and give God the praise. Father, we want to thank you for this blessed Sabbath day that you have given unto us. Lord, we ask you to pour your Holy Spirit upon us as the Sabbath. And we remember that this is the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And also asking you, Lord, to help us that we will look forward and to remember this blessed Sabbath day that you have given unto us so that we can share with others and tell others what's going coming down in the pipeline. So we just want to give you thanks this day. Help us that we will give you all the praise that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, this is Sister Powell again. Welcome on tonight, the Sabbath night, and I'm going to read about the Sabbath test here and then call some number because a while ago there were some sisters on the line trying to get on and they couldn't get on. So I have to go and call. So I'm just going to read this, share this quote here, and then I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press 1 that you can share that I can call and tell let our brothers and sisters know that in the line, we are on the line. It said, eat first word of the fourth commandment. And we know the first word from the fourth commandment is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It said, remember is placed at the very first of the fourth commandment. And this is a command for parents. You need to remember the Sabbath day yourself to keep it holy. And if you do this, you are giving the proper instruction to your children. They will reverence God's holy Sabbath, and Christian education is needed in the home. All through the week, keep the Lord's holy Sabbath in view, for that day is to be devoted to the service of God. It is a day when the hands are to rest from worldly employment and when the soul needs are to receive special attention. Manuscript 57, 1897, also Great Controversy, 527.3. When the Sabbath is thus remembered, the temporal will not be allowed to encroach upon the spiritual. No duty pertaining to the sixth working day will be left for the Sabbath, and during the week, our energy will be so exalted in temporal labor that on the day when the Lord rested and was refreshed, we should be too weary to engage in his service. And testimony for the church, volume 6, 354, and Great Controversy, 528. So we know how important, my dear brothers and sisters on this line, the Sabbath is for us. And as we read in the Bible, Exodus 20, it tells us, as you know, it tells us what we should do on the Sabbath day to prepare ourselves for the Sabbath from, as we may say, that we have to prepare it from Sunday, right? Sabbath is Sabbath, and Sunday, from Sunday we started to make preparation for the Sabbath. And it said, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no work. Sometimes we're busy, even the Sabbath evening, you know. Sabbath evening catch us like today, and Sabbath we're still busy, 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 busy. Like, you know, and don't remember God's word. So God is saying, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy maidservant, and thy maidservant, thy cattle nor any stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made what? The heavens and the earth, and the sea and all that is in them, and he rested on the seventh day. All right? After he rested the seventh day, so wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. And it tells you what we must do with it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And these are some commands that we must not do to teach our children. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, nor thou shalt not commit thy neighbor's wife, nor their manservant, nor his maidservant, yes, nor his maidservant, nor his ox or his ass, nor anything that is for a neighbor. So God gave us this command, brother, that is why he gave us the Ten Commandments. And all these things is in it, and we have to teach our children, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. We know that because this is something that we study daily. But you know what? Even though we study it, sometimes we, you know, from not doing and be disobedient to it. So we pray, our prayer is for us to follow the Lord's command that he have given unto us, you know, and especially to know that it's going to be a test. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters, don't let Sister Powell alone have to speak. I'm asking you please to share today's Sabbath, the 6 days. God gave you everything, and now he wants you to give him all the praise for the things that he have done for you. Right? So I'm going to start open the line. 225-2337, your line is open. Check your phone. 337, your line is open.
Sorry. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Zachary, Louisiana. I would like to share scripture, and then I would like to sing a song by God's grace. And I'm reading from Psalms 119. I would like to read, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimony. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, my dear sister. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precept diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. And I want to read two more. 15. And I will meditate on thy precept and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes, and I will not forget the word. And verse 26, and I declare my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Amen. And I would like to share the word. I would like to sing a song, brothers and sisters. Sister Powell, may I sing this song?
Yeah, man. You can't born. Yes, dear.
I have a song that I like to share, brothers and sisters. I wander far away from God. I wander far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The path of sin too long I tried. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home, coming home. Never more to roam. Open wide the love, the arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. I wasted many precious years. Now I'm coming home. And now repent, excuse me, I now repent with bitter tears. Lord, I'm coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Open wide the arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. I'm tired of sin and strain, Lord, now I'm coming home. I trust thy love, believe thy word, Lord, I'm coming home. I'm coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Open thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home. My only hope, my only plea, now I'm coming home. That Jesus died and died for me, Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Open wide thy arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home. I need his cleansing blood, I know, now I'm coming home. Wash me whiter than the snow, Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Open wide thine arms of love, Lord, I'm coming home. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. And that song means a lot to me. By God's grace, this is beautiful. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for reading that scripture and that wonderful song. Lord, I am coming home. That is our prayer, each one of us, that we have wandered far away from God. Now we are coming home, not I, not we, right? This is what we want, the path of sin so long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home. I've wasted many precious years. Now I am coming home. I now repent with bitter tears. Lord, I'm coming home. So we know when we repent, we turn, our God allow us to turn away from sin, right? I am tired of strayed and straying, Lord. Lord, I'm coming home. I will trust thy love, believe thy word. That is all we have to do, and we have to ask the Lord to help us that we really believe his word and trust his love. You know, and the fourth verse said, my only hope, my only plea, that Jesus died and died for us. What a loving, what all these promises are, the great promises, and to know that we have a loving Father despite of who we are. Lord, he died on Calvary cross for us. So I just want to thank Sister Leola for reminding us that our Father is calling us. He's waiting for us. It's just for us to be obedient, to follow his will, that we will be going home with him when he comes. Thank you again, my dear Sister Leola, for that wonderful song. 518-482, your line is open. Can you tell your name, where you're coming from? Call.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Sister Cancinelli calling in from upstate New York. I'm so happy to be here after waiting for a good long time. I tried to get in but three times, Sister P. I was calling you. No answer, but God is good. God is good. And we need to be here on the line this evening. You know, we have to give God thanks at all times, no matter what it is. Because I am accustomed to being here at early at 7 o'clock. So I was there in three times.
Uh-huh,
but God is good. I could say that. I pray and hear him come again. And I come back the fourth time. Then I heard.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Sister P. Perseverance is very good. I want to thank God this evening for his blessings, for his love, and for his tender care over all of us that we can come on this line to give God praise and thanks. So the first thing I would want to sing a song, More Love to Thee, O Christ, because we all love the Lord. That's why we are all here on the line this evening, welcoming the Sabbath, giving God praise and thanks for his keeping over us during the entire week in our going out, in our coming in. He was with us, and I just want to give him praise and to love him more and more day as I see his loving hand, his loving watch care over me, my family, and all of us on this line. We can come here time after time. Maybe the devil tries to keep us away, but, you know, we can always come here and give God praise and thanks, because the time time is coming when we would not be able to meet in this fashion. So I am happy that I can this afternoon. And I sing this song, which is one of my favorite songs, More Love to Thee, O Christ, More Love to Thee. Hear thou the prayer I make on bended knees. More love to thee, O Christ, more love to thee. Hear thou the prayer we make on bended knees. This is my earnest plea, more love, O Christ, to thee, more love to thee, more love to thee. Once earthly joy I crave, sought peace and rest. Now thee alone I seek, give what is best. This is my prayer shall be, more love, O Christ, to thee, more love to thee, more love to thee. Let sorrow do its work, sin, grief, or pain. Sweet are thy messengers, sweet their refrain. When they can sing with us, more love, O Christ, to thee, more love to thee, more love to thee. Then shall our latest breath whisper thy praise. This be the parting cry my soul shall raise. This is prayer shall be, more love, O Christ, to thee, more love to thee, more love to thee.
Amen.
I want to read some precious promises that God has left us. And the first one is found in Isaiah 32:17. And the work of thy righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. And then in Isaiah 26:3, it's another promise. Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because trusted in thee. That's Isaiah 26:3. And then we have another promise in Galatians. Galatians 5:22 and 23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And another one is taken from Psalms 119:165. It says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. This is one of my favorite texts. And we, and in Psalms 4:8, this is another promise. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me to dwell in safety. Psalms 4:8. And Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. And Isaiah 54:13 says, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of the of thy children. Isaiah 54:13. For he is our peace. So God is our peace. And last of all, last one I'm going to read here is, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. My dear brothers and sisters, isn't not this a wonderful promise in John 14:27? Peace. We can come on Sabbath. We could relax. You don't have to think about anything. You could think about nature. We could think about so many things that God made us. And we can really enjoy this blessed Sabbath day of rest. So, my dear brothers and sisters, my little advice here to you is, let us love Jesus more each day as we see how much he is leading us, how much he loves us. He died for all of us on this line this evening. And we must have something to tell him, how much we love him and want to serve him. And above all, we all want to be saved in Jesus' kingdom. So let us pray and to that end, and let us continue to keep the Sabbath day holy. Loving Father, we come before you this evening, thanking you for your love and your care over us in the entire working days of this week. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless each one that came on this line tonight. We see that the devil is trying to keep us off of the line, Lord. But for some reason, you are there for us, and here we are to give you praise and thanks. We need to love you more. We need to trust you more, because in times like these, we need you, Lord. Because what would we do without you? So we come this evening to give you our hearts, and we pray that you will accept our praise as we give you praise in different ways, Lord, in songs, in verses of thanksgiving. Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes fixed on you. And this Sabbath day would be a blessed Sabbath day. Keep our minds on Jesus, and let us ever look up with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts to Jesus. Thank you, God, for being with us on this line. Thank you, God, for all who will come here this evening and do their part. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Continelli, for coming and joining and perseverance, patience. Your testimony a while ago moved my heart. You tried 4 times to come on the line this evening. You know what? A lot of us will get, don't worry, check the line again. But you have your patience, and you was consistent, and you got, you know, four calls. And you was able to join. So, Sister Continelli, keep faithful, right? And we want to thank you for that song, More Love to Thee, I Cry. And all we need is to love Christ. And you know what? When we love Christ, we will follow him. We will be obedient to him. And thank you for all these promises in the scripture. And I do hope that my sisters and brother who is on this line, write down this scripture. And you know what? Go back and study. These are promises. In this time, we needed to read and to study his word. So we just want to thank Sister Continelli for that encouragement and the love that she had shown and the resources that she had placed on this line. Consistent sister are willing and ready at all times to, you know, share and to give God all the praise that is due to him. So I want to thank you again, my dear sister, for this song, your reading, and also prayer. We are not alone, brothers and sisters. We are together in this. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press number one so that you can share. 985-232, your line is open. 985, can you check your phone?
Good evening, Sister Jen Bravo. It's Sister Brenda calling. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Amen, Sister Brenda. Praise the Lord.
It's Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up tonight. I want to thank him for his grace that brought us through. I'd like to read a prayer. Abba Father, I love you with all my heart. You are my rock and my refuge in tribulation times, and I cling to your love with all my energy. I shall not doubt you, but strengthen my resolve for future challenge. I am excited to join you when you return to earth. Lord Jesus, to judge all of the humanity, both living and dead. At last, I should join you in heaven and bow before the Lord, our God. Amen. I want to thank the Lord again. I just want to ask for prayers for all my brothers and sisters on the prayer line, off the prayer line, or wherever they may be. And I pray to God that that he would strengthen us and give us the strength to carry on and continue lifting up his word and praising him. And just want to ask prayer for Advent Light Ministry, all the members on and off the prayer line, all the youth, the youngsters, the all the others that makes this line, and continue praying for those that they will stay on the stay in Christ and continue to move forward. And I pray for all that been upcoming events, and pray for the homeless, the sick, and those that work in the hospital and everywhere, the COVID. Well, thank God we made it through all this storm. And just want to thank God for each and everyone. My grandbaby want to say something. You want to say?
Amen.
You want to?
Thank you, God, for my food. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And happy Sabbath, Brother John.
Yes, like I said, hello to everyone. Happy Sabbath. And, hope everyone's having a just having a blessed evening, and because we are, me and my wife and our grandbaby, we're having a blessed evening. And just want to say it's nice to be back on again, and to see how everyone's doing and learning some more of the word of God, and sharing it with us. Just want to thank God for the prayer line. In other words, make a long story short, I want to thank God for the prayer line and his many blessings. So God bless. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother John, Sister Brendan, baby. I can't remember baby name, but baby came on the line and she praying, thank God for my food, right? God is good, my dear. And we're going to sing the little baby song for our little baby, right? We're going to sing the song. Just listen to this little song. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little one to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Yay. All right, Jesus love you, my dear little one. You know, he always pick you up in his arms and in his lap. Look in your beautiful face, and he always been praying for you. So you have to tell others out there, your little friend, I have a father who loves me very much. All right. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for sharing. God is so good. This blessed Sabbath day. Yes, my dear brothers and sister, we just want to thank you again for joining, and we are asking you to share. 508-857-505. Your line is open.
Hello, beloved. Hello, brothers and sisters. Hello, Sister Power. This is Brother Eli. How are you today, brothers and sisters? I hope you're doing good, beloved brothers and sisters. God is good. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. He's an awesome God. He's worthy. He's a marvelous God. He's an awesome God, Sister Power. There is no one else like him, Sister Power. I like to thank God for his love, his mercy. I like to thank God for his grace. I like to thank God, Sister Power. Oh, Sister Power, I cannot stop mentioning his name. I want to say hallelujah. I want to say hallelujah. I want to say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to his name. Glory to his name, Sister Power. Hallelujah, 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 brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, you have to be glad because today is the Sabbath day, brothers and sisters. Young people, young men, young ladies, today is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, let us rejoice and be glad that God is good, brothers and sisters. I have a prayer request, Sister Power. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mom. Please lift up my mom in prayer. Pray for my mom because my mom needs a lot of prayer. Don't forget to pray for me. Lift me up in prayer, Sister Power. Don't forget to pray for our dear brother Jihari, too, because he needs a lot of prayer, Sister Power. Sister Power, do not forget to mention that on the prayer line at Verline Ministry that Brother Jari needs a lot of prayer because he needs a lot of prayer at the moment. Pray for him that the Lord would baptize him. Pray for him that God will make him be Seventh-day Adventist. Pray for him that God will make him believe in the Sabbath, the Ten Commandments, Sister Power. Pray for Brother Jari a lot. He needs a lot of prayer. Pray for Sister Shamika too. Live for Sister Shamika in prayer, Sister Power. Pray for Brother Jamal, Brother Javel. Pray for them, Sister Power. Do not forget to pray for Sister Tamara, Sister Power. Her name is Sister Tamara too. Live for Sister Tamara in prayer. And Sister Power, do not forget to pray for Brother Keon. Start with a Q. Brother Keon. Keon. Lift up Brother Keon in prayer. Pray for Sister Katiana still, because Sister Powers is going to, she's going to live in New York. So lift up Katiana in prayer because she's leaving soon, Sister Powers, in 2 weeks, but she's going in New York. So lift up Sister Katiana in prayer. Pray for brothers and sisters on the prayer line. Sister Powers, I don't know if Brother O'Neill or Brother Yudi or Brother Richardson or Brother Rick can do a prayer for me. I'll just say the name one by one, Sister Power. Pray for my mother. Lift for my mother in prayer.
Okay. Yes,
pray
yes,
for
yes,
Brother Jari. Sister Power, can I sing a song too? Okay, let me sing a song. I lift my hand and worship you, glorify your name. Worship you, glorify your name, because you are a miracle so good. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, because you're good. A miracle so good. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Let's sing Sister Powell. Let's sing Sister Destinelli. Let's sing Sister Brenda.
Amen. Thank you for joining us, Brother Eli. We sure. Where are you there? Thank you, Brother Eli. Thank you, Brother Eli, for that song and also, you know, your praise report. And we will continue to pray for all those individuals who you hear. And, you know, Brother Eli, God is so good. You know, you remember every one of your brothers and sisters that you can present to us that we can pray on their behalf. So, brothers and sisters, we are going in prayer now. And I'm going to open the line and ask one of my sisters to they name them to pray, and then I open the speaker line. Brothers and sisters, tonight is Sabbath evening, and you know what? We need to give God the praise that due to him. So I'm opening this line, 518-482. I'm asking you, please, if you could lead us in prayer. You heard the requests, all the requests, Brother Eli, self, his mother, Jahari, Javel, Pasiana, Shamiko, and Keegan, Tamara, and all these names he's praying for. So I'm asking you, please, if you can lead us in prayer. 518-482. Can you check your phone? 518-482. Would you like to pray, lead us in prayer, please?
Yes, Sister Powers.
We have these prayer lists. You got some of the names?
Sister Lynn, no, I didn't have the names. I didn't get the names.
Okay. We have Brother John and Sister Brenda and the baby praying for them and their family. We also have Sister Leola and family. We have Sister Brenda and Brother John. And we also have our little baby who came on. And we have Brother Eli praying for his mom and the group. So just you can just lead us in prayer, please. The names and that you remember.
Okay. Father, we come to you on this holy Sabbath day, the beginning of your holy Sabbath day of rest. We thank you, Lord, for your love, for your watch care over us in the six past working days of this week that is past and gone to eternity. We thank you for each one that took time off to come on this line this evening, Lord. I am remembering at this time, I am uplifting Brother Sister Leola. Father, you know her heart. You know the struggles that she goes through. You know how sincere she is in serving you. And Father, this evening, I present her to you, that you will continue to bless her life and help her that as she tries to witness for you everywhere she go, Lord, that you will give her that strength that she need, words to say, words to encourage others who she may come in contact with from day to day. I am lifting up to you again, Sister Brenda. Lord, you know her heart, and I pray that you will bless them bountifully and help her that she may be able to look to you at all times and give you the praise day by day for life, for strength, and for your protection over her. I'm uplifting to you again, Brother Eli, for his and his family. Father, I pray that you will continue to be with each one of them, Lord. You know what they are going through, their sickness, their troubles, the trials that they face day after day, Lord. I pray that you will comfort them and help Brother Eli that he will be able to put his trust to know that you are always there for him, and that he will continue to trust you, that you may continue to lead his life, Lord. I am uplifting to you again, Brother Joe, the little baby that was on the line, Lord. We know that you love children, and you love to hear little children pray. And this evening, Lord, I present her before you, asking you that you will bless her greatly and help her that as she grows up with her grandparents and her mom, and they try to teach her your way, bring her up in the fear of you. Help, Lord, that they may be able to do it with all their strength and with all their might. And they will teach her these little songs that will help her when she grows older to remember that Jesus loved her. Bless her parents, bless her grandparents too, Lord, and help them that they will continue to bring her up in the fear of you. Bless Sister, all who I did not remember the names to call at this time, Father, you know them by name and nature. And I pray, Lord, that you will continue to give them all that they need at this time. If they are sick, we pray that you will comfort them. There are many who have lost loved ones, Lord. Those who have loved ones, they are mourning for loss of a loved one, Father. And this evening, I pray that you will bless them, that you will give them the comfort that they seek even at this time. I uplift before you this evening, Brother Yuli, that you will be with himself and his family and the work that he's doing. Father, we pray that you will give him all the knowledge that he needs, that he will continue to uplift your name, and that many souls may be born to call you blessed as he administer to those who are in need in that part of the world where he is. Bless him, Lord. Bless his family. And help them that they will continue to look to you and to keep trusting in you and to know that you will lead them to higher heights every day as long as they prepare and give themselves fully to you, Father. Because there is nothing that we cannot do when we consecrate our lives to Jesus. So bless him, Lord, and bless all his efforts and those who are working with him. May he continue to be a lighthouse where he is, Lord. Strengthen us on this line, all of us on this line, Lord. Sister Powell, who is leading out, Lord, I pray that you will continue to give her strength, that you will continue to give her faith, that you will give her health, that she will be able to come and lead out on this line night after time after time. Thank you, Father, for your Sabbath day of rest. And as we rest tonight, may we rest in you. And we thank you, dear Father, for hearing. We thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Continelli, for the praying for her on behalf of each one of us. Opening this line. And brothers and sisters, if you want to share, you can press number one that your line will be open. And then I will, the speaker is on the line. You can press one that you can identify yourself that I know that you are there. 301-838-868, your line is open.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Cancinelli, for that prayer. I touch and agree. Happy Sabbath, Shabbat Shalom, Shalit Sabbato to all of you wonderful, wonderful people. It is just a blessing to be here on the line today. The enemy was busy, but God is awesome, and he's worthy to be praised. I think I'd ask you all last night to lift up my daughter in prayer. And let me tell you how God is an on-time God. And he says, we have not because what? I know y'all can finish it. Because we ask not. And this is Steffi. I'm so excited. It's really not about me. It's about the goodness of God. And so my daughter, we shared with you all that she has a professor. I have one too, and God has been working on her. But my daughter has a professor. And, you know, these young people, they could go and review and look and see, and all the terrible things were being said about this teacher. And so she was not feeling well on one of these Sabbath. I'm getting on a Friday. I'm giving you a bridge version because I think I shared it already. And so fast forward, the professor told her she was going to get a zero unless she has a doctor's note. We got that straightened out, but the professor still did not want to give her the opportunity to go and retake the exam. So, you know, my daughter went, you know, we prayed, and she went boldly, you know, because she's a child of God, and spoke to the woman, and, you know, and she said, okay, I'll let you do it. I'll let you know, when you can do it. And then there was another assignment that she was having issues with, and the woman was like, well, no, I guess you're going to get a missed grade. And my daughter was like, no, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, ma'am. Name of Jesus, no, ma'am, we're going to address this. And so she told her that, okay, I'll give you the opportunity to take it. And so my daughter found out that she wanted her to take the first exam. She found that out yesterday and called and said it to me, and I think I'd ask you all for prayer. We have a history. Well, actually, she has gathered the history on this professor very hard. She makes her exams extremely hard, especially she doesn't allow people to take an exam. If you miss the class, if you miss a class, you cannot pass. These are all of the reviews that are on the site. But, you know, we have a big God, right? We have a big God that can do all but fail. So my daughter called me, and she was like, Mommy, the woman didn't tell me. I spoke to her. She didn't tell me when. I said, just don't worry about it. I said, do your part, and once you have done your part, then you're going to stand and let God handle and manifest his part. Exodus 14:14. My mother gave me that scripture for a reason. For the Lord shall fight for you, and he shall hold your peace. Amen. And so I called her. She called me this morning, and we prayed. And I said, you need to pray, and you need to ask God to give you the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding. Because here's what's going to happen. God is going to show his manifestation through you, and that woman's heart will be changed. Amen. And so she went, and, you know, took the exam, and she called me back, and she said, Mommy, I think, you know, thank God, I think I did well. No, she didn't even say well, because my daughter is very kind of low-key. She said, so I asked her, I said, how did you do? She said, well, I think I did okay. You know, there were a couple of the questions that she said, you know, I think I wasn't quite sure on that, but, you know, I did my best. And I said to her, did you do your best? She said, yes, Mommy. I said, well, as long as you do your best and do your part, God is going to do the rest. In about 10 minutes later, 15 minutes, my phone rang. So my daughter is away from school, is away at school. So whenever I'm seeing the phone calls coming, I know something is happening because, yes, she calls me, but not as often because, you know, they're doing so much as it pertains to school and stuff. And so I answer the phone. And she said, Mommy, I got an 84% on the exam. And I was just like, thank you, Jesus. And she said, Mommy, pray. And we prayed again, right, because God is bigger than any obstacles that the enemy might send her away, right? And he cares so much about me and you, the little things. Our God of heaven cares about us. He doesn't want us to suffer. He doesn't want us to go through anything. And I told her this morning, I said, your angels is there with you. Amen. He's there to protect you. He's there to encourage you. He's there to comfort you. And the Holy Spirit has gone before you. Right? And she said she went back and the lady kind of told her where she went wrong. And she said a new, different spirit. And so I know that God can change the atmosphere. Ain't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
It
Amen.
Is so beautiful
Amen.
To know that no matter, because we know the trial is going to come. We know the tribulation is going to come. But God said, cast Amen. Your cares at his feet, and Amen. He will handle it for us. He has already won mm-hmm. the battle. What more love letter can we get? That's encouraging words. So I just want to thank you all for your prayers, because I know y'all were praying. And continue to pray for us, pray for me, pray for all of our kids, all of these young people that are struggling and going through, and they have older people in place that are being just as demonic, you know. So we want to pray for those individuals as well, and that God will manifest in their lives and in the individual's life who are being Goliath, right? We are praying that God will send some David to slay the evil one, right? So continue to pray for me and pray for my family. We had a terrible storm pass by. God kept us. KJ was safe going to and fro. And so I'm thankful. I got a good night's sleep last night. Didn't have to worry about any kind of academia because it was done. And so if we trust God, if we give him our all, he said he will contend with us when we contend with him. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that praise report. God hear. Thank you for that praise report. God heard our cry, for we surely was praying on behalf of Sister Carter, and God listened and he heard, and she was successful. So we just have to trust God in everything we do. So thank you for sharing. All right. 631-552. The line is open. Your line is open.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Paul.
Happy
Sabbath, brothers
Sabbath.
And sisters, and other light prayer line. Truly, it's a blessing to be alive and well. Thank God for his saving grace. Truly, you're on the land of the living. Truly, God has restored our health. You protect us from all that the enemy taught us during the week. You have sustained us, provide for us. There's so much to give God thanks for. That's why in the psalm it says, let everything that I've breathed, in Psalms 150, let everything that I've breathed praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The dead cannot praise thee, nor do to go into silence. Only the living shall praise thee. We know what is going on. I've experienced this week where I went to an apartment building to drop off something. And as I went into the building, it's like I went into a cemetery. The amount of decoration was there in the building. On every floor you went, there was decoration, the web, all these things. And this is how the devil has made himself to be worshipped. His day that he created for him to be worshipped. And a lot of people, profess Christians, get caught up in this thing. And think that is something good. The devil holiday, this is Satan's most profound holiday. This is where you have the kids running around the doors, knocking on doors, and asking for chocolate and all these things. And a lot of people see him, it's not easy. Satan not coming in his own form, but he's allowing people to worship him in various ways. As I went to that building, I looked at it and I said, these people don't know how ignorant they are of the device of the devil. So as a people, we have to keep praying, because the devil, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, that the God of this world has blinded the eyes of the people. The God of this world, Satan playing this world. But we know that he was defeated. In Genesis chapter 3, when you read Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, it says, and I, that is God, Jesus Christ, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. We see what happened on Mount Calvary when Christ, 3180, was cut off, as was predicted in the prophecy of Daniel 9:27, but not for himself only. And we see the ending, the devil's head was bruised. You understand? The devil's head was bruised. Satan was confused. Christ stepped into the gap for humanity to claim back this fallen planet for himself and to give man full access to the throne of grace, as Hebrews chapter 4 tells us. So we see what is going on, and it is telling us that we have to put our trust and confidence in God. And something came home to me this week, and for the past few weeks, as God has been speaking to me directly, and I know that he's speaking to you, anyone on the line, directly now. We're at the close of this earth history. Everything that will be shaken, must be shaken, will be shaken. And it's a time that God is telling each and every one of us that we do not need to have a superficial relationship with him, but a closeness to him. Despite of all the distractions that the devil is using, climate change, vaccination, and all these things, you have to have a closeness with God. That's what God is telling me personally. I want a close relationship with you. Because in spite of it all, only a heart reformation, original way God created man, back to the image of God, must be reproduced in each and every one of us. Everything else, we may know all the prophecies, we may know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, we may know so much of the spirit of prophecy, whatever our hearts are not reformed. As we see in Matthew 7, the Lord, Lord, haven't we done this and done that and cast out devils and do wondrous things? He said, depart from me.
I know not.
We workers of iniquity. This is telling us that now is the time for us to fully connect with the source of life. Christ says to the Pharisees, he that hath the Son hath life, but he that hath not the Son hath not life. Christ of life in himself. Jesus said, no man take my life.
I gave
my life and take it up again. When the stones on that resurrection morning were removed from the tomb, Christ was already awoke. Gabriel didn't awoke. Gabriel opened. The stones were rolled away. That the King of Glory. No king opened his own door. Servants always opened the door for the king. And Christ came out. Demons were there. The devil and his host was there. But when that stone was rolled away, Satan and the demons trembled. Because guess what? The songwriter said, no grave can hold my body down.
Yeah.
The same thing for the people of God. I'm here tonight to let you know that there's hope in God. I'm here to let you know tonight that in spite of trials or situation you're going through in your life, count it all joy. As James said, because guess what? Greater things is in store for us. Christ said it through inspiration by the Apostle Paul. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor it have entered into the heart of man. That God has in store for us. We see so much life promulgated in this world and even in the church. So much false promises. But Christ promises, if we look at the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, everything that Christ said that he would do, he done it. And in the future prophecies, he will fulfill these things. Let us pray. Eternal Father, truly, you are God that love us with an everlasting love. Lord, you have called us at a time like this to humble ourselves, to take full instrument of our lives and connect it with the life of Christ. That is the life that you want to placed inside each and every one of us. Over 177 years, you went into the most holy place. To wrap up the plan of salvation. But many times we say, oh God, children of Israel, they messed up. And we look at them and say, these people are foolish. And they wandered in the wilderness. A journey that would take less than a week to them 40 years. Same as happened to us. When we rejected Christ, our righteous messages in 1888, we have left wandering as a people. Lord, lead us back to you. Father, we see the signs are fulfilling rapidly. We see that you're preparing a army. The 144,000 for that great day of thy Lord. We also know that the forces of evil are combating and consolidating their forces for that great conflict. We see the battle is in array. But as you have told us through inspiration in Ephesians chapter 6, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
Lord,
but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this age and spiritual wickedness in our places. Lord, help us, Lord. Put on the old armor of God so we can able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Inspire us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Okay, Brother O'Neill, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Brother O'Neill, for coming on. And also, I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit, your passion, you know, with this command, you know, that we all have to be real like Christ, the image of Christ, close relationship with Christ. Of all the things that is going on. Thank you for that really encouraging promises and those word of encouragement to each and every one of us. God is so good. Thank you again for sharing. Okay. 423-635, your line is open. You can take over if you want, Sister Carla.
Amen. Yes, amen. This is Sister Carla. Can you hear me?
Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
Yes, I just want to give a quick testimony before Brother Udi come on. I just thank the Lord for today. I thank him for his mercy, his love. It was just a wonderful preparation day. And I'm just thankful for Safe Journey Mercy to Arkansas and just to see the work that's going on out here. Today, as I was assisting at the house, I, you know, stopped by the Tree of Life, the store, just to stop in to get something. And it was so busy that I had to drop my plans and get in there and just help out the brethren. And it was a blessing to see the people that are coming in. Everyone is inviting their friends and everyone is coming in and just enjoying the plant-based food. And given their testimonies, and there's a lot of recurring customers also. And again, it was such a blessing because they have the physical food, and afterward they have the spiritual food. They sit there and listen to a mini Bible study, and they're asking questions about health and what they should use and what is good, and about the meat, or is it grass-fed meat is best, and Brother Yudi and Brother Mozart, you know, engaged with them and was able to give them a mini study. So I just thank the Lord for the work that is going on here in Arkansas, and to see for see with my own eyes what a mighty work that they're doing here at the Tree of Life. May God continue to bless the ministry and bless each individual involved and the family and brothers and sisters. You know, make time to come and visit or to support this ministry. This is God's work, and this is the work that he had called us to do in these last days. Again, thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. God bless. And I think Brother Yudi is ready.
All right, you want to take over now? I will.
Amen, amen. Okay, amen.
Okay. Yes, dear.
Amen. 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 So I will go ahead and open the line for Brother Yudi now, as we see the time is fleeting us. Again, I just want to thank each and every one of my brothers and sisters for joining us, and also Sister Powell for co-hosting with me. It's powerful, the work that's going on, and I pray that we all do work in our spirits wherever we are, that the Lord will use us mightily to win souls for the kingdom, and for us to stand in our lot and to pray and to engage the people in our cities, in our town, in our home, in our churches. Amen. So I will go ahead and open Brother Yudi's line. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Brother Yudi, your line is now open. No.
All right. Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Caller and Sister Powell. I'm not sure if Brother O'Neill was yet finished, because he was sharing something. I didn't want to. Brother O'Neill, were you finished?
Yes, you can go ahead.
Were you done, Brother O'Neill?
Yeah, you could go ahead.
All right. Okay, well, let us pray as we begin. Let us start with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the privilege of being here with you on this, your holy consecrated Sabbath day. As I share a few words of encouragement regarding the Sabbath, we ask that you would please give us of your Holy Spirit, and that you would teach us, Lord, how to truly enter into rest. We ask that you would please forgive us of our iniquities, of our sins, of our unrighteousness, of our thoughts, of our words, of our deed, any and everything that has been. But we ask that you would send angels that excel in strength, Father, and cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness, we pray. Amen. Well, I want to thank the Lord for his goodness and mercies toward us. I wanted to tell you guys in person that last Saturday we had our daughter, baby Abigail Esther Calvert. This was actually at 11 p.m. last Sabbath, Friday evening. So this week marks actually 1 week since we've had baby Abigail. Amen. And she has been doing well. God is good all the time. And, you know, we were, it was a huge testimony, because when we went in to have the baby, about 4 weeks prior to my wife having the baby, about 6 weeks prior, we were told that the placenta was in the passageway of, you know, where the baby would come out, and that would cause some issues. Even, you know, typically when there's issues like that, you may have a wrap cord around the baby. And the doctor said to my wife, and we didn't really tell anybody this, I heard it and we prayed on it, that, you know, we would have to have a C-section. And when my wife said that, I said, no, I said, we're not having a C-section. We're going to pray, and we're going to ask the Lord to intercede on our behalf. And so my wife and I prayed on this matter. And within 2 weeks of the baby being born, she went back for another ultrasound, and we were told that the placenta was no longer in the way and that she could have a natural birth. So we thank God. On last Sabbath, my wife was having really contractions, and I said, honey, I said, please, I just want to rest this Sabbath. You know, because we worked so hard during the week at the Tree of Life, and you've heard the testimonies of Sister Carla, some of you on Facebook. We are very busy now. And I said, I just want to rest this Sabbath. Can you please hold on? But unfortunately, you know, when it's time for baby come, right, women can't hold on, right? The Lord knows the time. So my wife laid down for a little bit, and around 11 o'clock, she went in, she said, it's coming. The baby is coming. I can feel it. It's time to go. So we went in, and the baby, we were there for a few hours. You know, the doctor came into the room. We were playing some hymns. And the baby came out, and after just a few push. I remember the next day before we left within 24 hours, one of the nurses told us that two babies had died last Sabbath night, who were basically two moms that were giving birth, two babies. One of them died stillborn, meaning they died already dead. And the other one died of a cord wrapped around her neck an hour after birth. And they tried to save the baby, but they could not, you know. And so we just wanted to thank God, because we know that that was meant for us. You know, the enemy wanted to kill our baby. And then he was angry, and he took the rage out on others. And we pray for those, you know, who did not have the blood of Christ stamped upon the doorpost of their hospital, of the room door. After that happened, the doctor, they gave us the okay to go home, you know, the next day. And baby Abigail was born a Sabbath baby. And the doctor said that was one of the easiest births she ever had. It was just a restful time. We were playing the hymns. I was tired. I was so tired, I remember. And we were up all night, you know, with the new baby. And by the grace of God, you know, God's mercy was upon us. And we've welcomed her into the world. So now she's here for a week already with us. And mind you, the due date was supposed to be November 1st. And she came instead on October 23rd. So we want to praise the Lord for that. It's just a testimony I wanted to tell to those of you who are on the line. I wanted you to just know what's happening on this side of things. The work that we are doing, we are setting up. Please keep us in prayer. Keep the land that we are searching for in prayer. When Sister Powell is praying with the group, because what we want to do is set up where you guys can come and have a property where you can stay in. There's a mighty work that is being wrought here in Arkansas. All you have to do is go on our page, Tree of Life, Natural Foods, to see the ministry and the work that is being done here. And we are looking for brothers and sisters in Christ to come and you know, relocate here in Arkansas. And I'm telling you, beloved, God is moving in a mighty way, and we're getting ready to have a camp meeting and all of these things in this area. Pray for us. Come and visit. Pray for us to find a place where we can have much guests to be able to inhabit and to visit us. And that being said, I'm going to share something quickly from the Word of God, from the writings of Ellen White, in one scripture, as it is already PM, and I'm going to try to keep it under 10 minutes as we share tonight. Loving Father, we open up your word. Give us wisdom, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We are in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12 and 20. Ezekiel 20, verse 12 and 20. Ezekiel chapter 20, The Bible says, "Moreover also I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they may know that I am the Lord that sanctifies them." Notice what the Bible tells us here, that the God says that he gave us his Sabbath to be a sign between us and him. So the Sabbath is a literal sign every week. It is a sign, it is a signal, it is a marker that points the world to God and points the world to those who are keepers of his commandments, to say that we are in covenant relationship. It is a sign. So those who see that we keep the sign, this mark, if you will know that these are the people of God. Notice what the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5. I believe in chapter 4, rather. Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. And notice what the Bible tells us here regarding those who are keepers of God's commandments. It says, amen, Deuteronomy chapter 4. Notice what the Bible tells us in verse 5. Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, verse 5. It says, "Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded thee, that you should do so in the land wherever you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them." Now the word "them" here is speaking about God's command. "Therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." Do you see what the Bible is saying? The Bible is saying that, in other words, when they see us keeping the commandments of God, when they see us keeping the Sabbath of the Lord, they're going to say, wait a minute, these people are wise and understanding. They're going to say, who, notice what it says in verse 7. "What nation is there so great who has God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for?" So the world is waiting for the manifestation of the character of God. And the way that God's character is manifested is through the keeping of his commandments. Commandments is a representation. It is a direct copy of his character. It is a transcript of his character. So when the world sees us in covenant relationship with God, keeping the sign between us and him, the Bible tells us that these individuals in the world will say that these people are wise and that these people are understanding. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Proverbs, the first chapter. Notice what the Bible says in verse 7. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." So those that say that the commandments of God are no longer abiding, they are fools. They are not wise. But the world, notice, the world, though they are fools, when they see someone keeping the commandments of God, the Bible says that though they are fools, they say that these people are wise and understanding. They are wise and understanding people. Notice what it says in the book. Child Guidance, page 529, paragraph 2, child guidance, page 529, paragraph 2. I will end here. It says, God has given unto us the whole of the 6 days in which to do our work, and he has reserved only one day to himself. This should be a day of blessing to us, a day when we should lay aside all our secular matters and center our thoughts upon God and upon heaven. When the Sabbath begins, we should place a guard upon ourselves. We should place a guard upon our acts. We should place a guard upon our words, lest we rob God by appropriating to our own use that time which is strictly the Lord's. We should not do ourselves nor suffer our children to do any manner of our own work or any livelihood or anything which could have been done on the 6 working days. Friday is the preparation day. Time can be devoted to make the necessary preparation for the Sabbath and to thinking and conversing upon it. Nothing which will in the sight of heaven be regarded as a violation of the holy Sabbath should be left unsaid or undone. To be said or done upon the Sabbath, God requires not only that we refrain from physical labor upon the Sabbath, but that the mind be disciplined to dwell upon sacred things. So this is not just a physical work of stopping laboring, but also our mind must stop laboring. How many of you who are not laboring in physical work, in other words, you may not be doing the dishes around the house, you may not be vacuuming your house, you may not be cooking, but is your mind still working? Did you shut your mind down from the things of this life? Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, set our minds on what? On things above and not upon the things of the earth. Is your mind shut down, my friends, during this 24 hour upon the Sabbath of absolute immunity? Or is our mind still going about the cares of this life on the Sabbath? This says that we should not allow our mind to dwell upon any subject. We should not be jesting. We are told in Isaiah 58, verse 13 and 14, the Bible says, in verse 13 and 14, in Isaiah chapter 58, it says, we should not speak our own words. We should not do our own thing on the Sabbath. But we should keep our feet from breaking or stepping on the Sabbath, because it is not our Sabbath. It is the Sabbath of the Lord. The fourth commandment is virtually transgressed by conversing upon worldly things. So if we're talking about worldly things, if we are conversing upon anything and everything which may come into the mind, every deviation from right brings us into bondage and into condemnation. So I wanted to share this because, you know, every Friday I used to share a while back about the Sabbath. And I think we're going to start to do that again, to study the Word of God together, my friends, to come and to worship Him in spirit and in truth. The world is waiting for the manifestation of the character of God. And we as his people must do so by surrendering our will, our desire to him. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for this week. And as we enter upon the Sabbath rest again, we pray for your spirit. Guide and protect us. Give us your love. Give us your life. Impart upon us the spirit of your son and help us to go through the Sabbath, Lord. Be with the children, Lord. Give them rest as well, Father. Send your angel in this place, in this house, we pray. Put a guard around our mouths, put a guard around our lips, put a guard around our thoughts. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Yudi. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. I pray that everyone have a blessed Sabbath. It's truly a blessing to come together with like-minded brothers and sisters to welcome the Sabbath, to give our testimonies and pray, and to hear a word from God, from the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. I pray that everyone will have a blessed Sabbath. Remember, share the love of God wherever you go. Let us be mindful to entertain strangers, never knowing if we'll be entertaining angels. Jesus love you, brothers and sisters. Have a good night.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it.
Redeemed, redeemed.